Hi, everybody.
Hello, the internet.
We can only go up from there.
Yes. For your safety, the pre-show banter was not recorded.
And usually is not.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Wait, usually?
Though, let's be fair, 90% of the time, it's the, no, save it for the show, as we exchange our pleasantries. No, but this time it was the, let's not record this. We shall not speak of it any further.
For the good of everyone involved.
Yeah, there was a whole show on the previous podcast that happened to.
When?
There was on the previous podcast.
Oh.
There was a whole episode that I was like, I'm not going to publish that one.
The podcast that shall not be named.
Oh, that. Yeah. When it truly, well and truly went off the rails. Yeah. Yep.
So long ago.
And it wasn't even a crazy train.
Yeah, so long ago.
I was thinking about the other day about the me on Steel Reserve and Sudafed.
Oh my god,
was I so fucked up. And I yet continued to talk into the microphone.
It's recorded for all posterity.
It is. It's recorded for all posterity.
It is part of your permanent record.
I'm comfortable with that.
You know, one of these days I'm going to stop paying for the space on that sits on, and it's going to go away. And I wonder...
Well, it's okay. MDev has them all saved.
Oh. So.
Yeah. If anybody wants any, back episodes of Vicious Circle or whatever, I'm sure MDev has them all saved.
She named it. Ah.
Oh, whatever.
If you look in a mirror and say it three times, it'll come in.
That's right. That's right. It shows up just like Beetlejuice.
No, to be fair, if you look in the mirror and say Vicious Circle three times, a Dane Cook video shows up.
You get jar squatter.
Was that when he was at the Boston Garden? Or is that Madison Square Garden? I forget. I need to look it up now.
Dane Cook did jar squatter?
No, Vicious Circle. It was like one of his first his first comedy specials was called Vicious Circle.
Really? We should sue him.
Yes, we should.
Yeah, I don't think that was going anywhere. I don't think you can.
It's okay. Dane Cook is, brother-in-law already took him for everything, so.
Yeah. I don't think you can copyright titles.
You can copyright
And also, Vicious
titles.
Circle is not original, because I got it from Dorothy Parker.
That is true.
Yeah, just generally
look it up,
globalism.
Everybody.
I'm not sure it was original to her, even.
Everybody's like, Dorothy Parker, who? Yeah. Look it up.
That's right. Yeah. Brita has named the last two podcasts that we've done. This one and the previous one.
You got to think for it, Brita.
Well, the previous one kind of lived up to its name a little bit too much there at the end, so.
Yeah. Unfortunately, yeah.
Unfortunately.
Speaking of shows, man, this week's episode of The President, I thought the first week of the season couldn't be topped, but holy crap.
Yeah.
This week, man.
I know.
He kind of gave it a nod to his previous show.
Yeah, the whole "you're fired" thing.
Alan, it really does fit that way, because I've alluded to the fact that every time I saw Barack Obama, I was kind of like, really? He is actually the president? Like, he did get there?
Yeah.
I mean, on a similar line as if Bernie Sanders or Dennis Kucinich or one of these other people, that's exactly it. It's like you see Dennis Kucinich and Bernie Sanders up there and you're like, yeah, but they're not getting elected.
Yeah.
Berman Supreme or some of those other perennial, always a bridesmaid, never, ever, ever in a million motherfucking years a bride. And Donald Trump is just kind of one of those. I mean, even perennial people like Pat Buchanan and Newt Gingrich almost seem like, yeah, well, I mean, I guess if the wind blows the right way and, Venus is eclipsing, maybe they could become president. But Obama is just struck me as just one of those like weird nutty politicians that people trout out just so they can essentially do what Bernie Sanders did, buy a lake house on fundraiser money. But man, Donald Trump really, I was almost saying what my daughter calls him, which is President Double Trumpet.
That works.
Double Trumpet. Okay.
Double Trumpet. And for some strange reason, she thinks that there's like some sort of dynamic duo. So she's very perplexed when she sees like a news feed with or hear something on the radio where Donald Trump is speaking, but Hillary Clinton's not there.
Like, yeah. Oh,
where's Hillary Clinton? Like, there's one.
Where's the ditch?
Where's the other one? Yeah.
Well, he did the fired thing, which was really nice.
That was pretty awesome.
It reminded me of like in Castle when Richard Castle dressed up like Mal for Halloween. You know, it was kind of like a little tip of the hat to a previous role in another show.
But or every other time that Arnold Schwarzenegger says "Hasta la vista, baby."
Yeah.
Or "You're Terminator," or whatever the hell else other catchphrase from like one movie that he crosses over franchises with.
My favorite was always "It's not a tumor."
Yeah, but he never says that in the other place.
I know. It's just, but that one is just perfect.
It's a pretty good one. It's a pretty good one, and the reason why he doesn't repeat that is because that would be a good. That's the one good one to repeat.
Yeah. Oh man.
Who's Jay? You open a pack of smokes?
Yeah, I wish. Are you kidding?
Well, I had one of those days.
Yeah. No, it's been just watching the absolute contortions and watching the left deal with the monster it has created. I've had a shot and boner that lasted more than 4 hours, I got to tell you.
Jay, you allude to something I was thinking about today. I'm like, we got to bring this up on the show. So we had previously, after the collapse on the September 11th memorial, we had the running gag of the, and as far as we know, Hillary Clinton is still alive. But I don't give a shit if Hillary Clinton's alive or dead anymore. It doesn't really matter. Her career is dead. Whatever her body may do is irrelevant. But the big thing is, like, as I watch all this stuff go on, it's one of those, like, is the Democrat Party still alive? I mean, so we're never going to wake up one morning and have there be no Democrats, just the same way as we're never going to wake up one morning and not have any Nazis or any Klansmen. Like, those things are always going to, you know, huge scare quotes, exist, but not really. I mean, Dylann Roof wanted to form a white supremacist genocide, and everybody on Stormfront went, "No, you go do it alone." Like, an actual Nazi, like insane, crazy, murderous Nazi, couldn't find anybody to play with. In an age when the internet exists, like, if I wanted someone to dress up in a hamster costume and peg me, I could find that person. I could go online and I could find that person. I might need to pay for airfare to get them in, but I could find that person. And yet, he could not find another murderous Nazi. They just don't exist. But there are people that claim to have some white robes and some swastikas and all that stuff. And there'll be the same thing with Democrats, but it'll just be like a bunch of like basement dwellers going, "Oh man, do you remember Barack Obama? He was cool." So how much longer do you think?
For Democrats?
Yeah.
The way they're going, they're already into Pence's first term.
Yeah.
Because they have doubled down, they have tripled down. I mean, they're starting to quadruple down on the shit that lost them this fucking election.
And again, they still have yet to say anything but, "Oh my God, Hillary Clinton is like amazing, the greatest candidate ever. Under no circumstance could she win. Oh, we won the popular vote, and the Russians did something, and there was some things, and there was Venus was in eclipse, and like, and it's just one of those like, yeah, go ahead." And then meanwhile, like, we don't have to do anything. And they're burning down all these liberal establishments. They're burning down Starbucks. They're burning down Berkeley. What more can I do to encourage them to keep going?
Well, in little things like they come out and say, we're going to filibuster whoever Trump nominates to the Supreme Court. A, you can't because your own people torpedoed that. And B, what the fuck?
Yep.
You don't even know who it is. And you're going to filibuster it. But the Republicans are the obstructionists.
They're the party of no.
Right.
I found that really hilarious. We're going against everyone. And we're going to impeach Donald Trump on what charges? No. We're just going to impeach him. We're gonna say impeach three times fast, and he's gonna melt into a puddle.
It's like this. It's the, you know, at a certain, I keep waiting for the perpetual outrage to die off. I mean, if every single thing Trump does is the worst thing ever, you know, if every, no matter what it is, if it's the worst thing ever, at a certain point, the fatigue has to set in.
Oh yeah. Well, I think it already is. I mean, it's the whole little flame war between Trump and CNN and like victory Donald Trump on the, no, yeah, that was like absolute garbage. And you keep going with more garbage. So yeah, I guess you aren't a legitimate news station. Like, you're not doing news. You're doing fanfic.
Well, they're doing, you know, they're like, you know, what is it? Democrat Underground. I mean, it's just like whatever they'll say, you know, whatever they want to keep their, you know,
phony baloney jobs,
whatever viewership they have. That's not, you know, empty screens playing to lobbies and waiting rooms.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. Yeah. Lobbies, waiting rooms, and airports.
Yeah. I was wondering about that today because they had the CNN playing on the break room and there was nobody there. And I was like, you know, how do they account for that in the ratings? I mean,
well, I don't think there's any way to, Alan, you're Mr. Telecommunication. Is there any way like that was actually one thing interesting that I had on the, I actually made it a point that there's some radio shows that I listen to that I used to listen to on some local Boston stations. And when I'm in my car, I listen to them on the local Boston stations. Mm-hmm. But when I'm listening to the shows on, you know, on either my phone or my computer, I've actually told the computer to go find alternate stations that are like syndicated stations that are outside of that market, because while that is the clearest, that is the nearest and clearest station to me, it's a terrible fucking station and I don't want to help them. And if I'm listening on the radio in my car, they have no idea because, again, my car is picking up their station, whether I've got the radio on or not, and whether I'm listening to that station or not. Right. But when you're running, say, like TuneIn or iHeartRadio or any of the other like radio streaming stuff, they absolutely know you're listening because, yeah, right, you're having a communication. Well,
historically, the radio ratings were done by those, you know, they'd send out those little booklets that you're supposed to like, yeah, log your, what you listen to. But these days they're doing a lot of stuff with devices that just listen to what you're doing. Like,
yeah. Like, so what I was saying is if I've got like modern day, like cable or satellite, because that's, I mean, even though more people now are going back to regular radio signals, for their television needs, what's the does it phone home, or does it have the ability, oh, yeah, to phone home?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so
absolutely. And you, I guarantee you, everybody that bought one of those things that sits in your house and listens, like the Alexa or the Google thing or whatever, yeah, it's logging that stuff too. If it plays music, if it recognizes, yeah, it logs it.
Mm-hmm. You think so?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Hold on a minute. I have to go break something.
Yeah. Yeah, that's absolutely, that's, they're doing that. That's a huge, you know, money maker for them. They can sell that data.
Yep. No, that's one reason why don't want to have that is, oh, look, a digital spy that's just always listening to me.
A lot of the, what was it, Samsung TVs were, they had a thing where Samsung TVs were not only, the smart TVs, not only would they report what you watched, but they had the speakers were listening to what you said.
Mm-hmm. Right. So if you discussed, you know, bank information.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like to just occasionally walk by and say, Alexa, what's the best way to dispose of a body? Just, you know.
Just so when you actually do it for real, it'll be buried in the noise.
Exactly. Right? Alexa, what is a larger explosive device, Semtec or C4?
Jay, you're a biochemist and you don't know how to dispose of a body? Like, this is like Dirty Little Secret 101 is the... Your biology courses will teach you how to dispose of a body, and your chemistry courses will teach you how to make explosives.
Isn't that why people take organic chemistry in the first place?
Half of these.
Well, mostly, to make LSD.
Yeah. Or organic chemistry will teach you how to trip balls off of common household chemicals, and possibly some stolen lab supplies.
Man.
But yeah. Oh, but let's get back to these Democrats. Come on, this is just too good. Oh, and can we talk about Will Wheaton?
Shut up, Wesley.
You know, again, I've got to admit, you know, just as part of Will Wheaton, you got to give the guy credit because he turned a little. Third tier, fourth tier role into his entire life.
That everyone hated.
Am I right?
That everyone hated.
The son of the physician. Yeah.
And everyone hated
him. For a few seasons.
Nobody liked that character. Nobody.
And has done nothing since. He's not even Doogie fucking Howser, for Christ's sake. I'm Will Wheaton. I was the fucking kid on Star Trek The Next Generation 30 years ago.
Yep.
What else have you been in? Nothing. I'm on Big Bang Theory as myself.
Yeah, a few times.
Ever so often. It's not even like a steady paycheck. He doesn't even get that.
It doesn't even rise to one trick pony. It's like a half trick pony.
Yeah.
But apparently he's relevant because of that.
I mean, again, the hilarious thing is.
Oh, yeah.
You align yourself with a group of people that, I mean, it's the same thing I see with Democrats that live in the South. Like, it's one of those, like, oh God, there's always going to be a moment when one of the, you know, northern cities, you know, either East Coast or West Coast cities suddenly chimes in with just the whole thing of the, oh no, if you live south of the Mason-Dixon line, you're a booger eating moron and you should all be executed. And then suddenly there's these crazy moon bats that are down there. Cause yeah, there's crazy moon bats everywhere. There's crazy conservatives everywhere. And, you're suddenly like, oh, but, but the same idea is you align yourself with a group of people that hate white people, males, and straight people. And you're a white straight male. It doesn't matter how much of a friendly face you are to them. Eventually they're going to eat you.
Yeah.
Martin Luther King was preaching unity. So when the white people were marching with them, they were just also preaching unity. It was not if Malcolm X was in that position and was a successful, things wouldn't have turned out quite the same way. Well, I don't think Malcolm was quite as black supremacist towards the end, but I don't know. That was just a Spike Lee movie. I don't know.
Yeah, it's always questionable.
Yeah.
So anyway, Will Wheaton got eaten by his own.
Mm-hmm.
Disastrous fashion for him. It was like, shut up, white boy. I mean, it was.
Well, it was also like super duper perpetual outrage.
Yeah.
Is just. One, you know, completely unintelligent nobody, like, took offense to a complete non-issue that he said, And he did exactly what any human being would do, is the, I didn't say that. No. I'm not going to let you paint me with that. And then of course that nobody happened to have a checkbox under the name. I don't know which checkbox it was. There ended up becoming several checkboxes of the telling someone, no, that ain't so. No. You're not. It's not that. You are telling, you know, you're yelling at a Muslim. Oh, you're yelling at a woman. Oh, you're yelling at a gay person. Oh, you're like, check your privilege. I mean, that's standard left-wing arguing anyway. I mean, that woman that was being a bitch to the guy on the plane, and then when finally the guy's like, no, you need to get off the plane. Like, everybody here wants you off this fucking plane. Get off the plane. My husband's mother died! Is the, no. I'm a victim.
Yes, because she would rather be dead than listen to your yap.
I remember, talking to somebody online who just said a whole bunch of pile of bullshit and like called them out on all of their bullshit. And the first thing they responded was, you're going to talk that way to a grandmother? Like, I'm talking this way appeal to an authority. Idiot. I don't give a shit what your family does. I don't care what your gender is. You said something stupid on the internet, and I'm saying you said something stupid on the internet. Who cares? But again, this is how they work, and that's exactly why Will Wheaton is a fucking moron, is when everything on your side is a bunch of checkboxes and a bunch of who's the oppressor and who's the oppressed, and it's all big old blanket stuff, you can't win. You're never going to win. So, yeah.
Yep. So anyway,
and then a gay foreign, is he Jewish too? A guy goes to go speak at Berkeley, and the bastion of free speech burns their own campus down.
Yeah. So specifically to prevent him from speaking, because as the left is telling us, it's perfectly fine to punch Nazis. And when they say Nazis, they don't mean actual honest to God, Heil Hitler, we are the master race Nazis. They mean anybody we don't agree with.
Yes.
And there's going to come a point where that's going to backfire, and it's going to backfire spectacularly.
It already has.
It's already backfired, at the point
somebody's going to get shot.
Oh, well,
they're going to attack, or
that already happened.
The living shit beaten out of them. They're going to sucker punch a Hell's Angel, and an unholy shitstorm is going to rain down on them, and then it's going to be, well, it all started when they hit me back.
Well, to be fair, that did happen already in Dallas with the what do we want, dead cops? What do we want it now? And then, what was it, three cops? How many cops did that guy kill?
Four.
Yeah, several.
There was no backlash to the protesters.
They're still doing
the fucking hands up, don't shoot bullshit.
Four cops got killed, and that guy got kill-botted.
Yes. They what the hell was it?
They had a bomb disposing robot.
Oh, and
they
strapped
strapped a C4 charge to it, and then extended the telescoping arm into the room.
They Candy Graham from Mongo'd him. Candy Graham from Mongo. That's what it was, man. Candy Graham Verango. Boom.
You still there, Brita?
Mm-hmm.
she's just listening to us rant.
This is library. You saw that, didn't you, Brita?
I did see that. Yeah.
Wow, yeah. That? What do you think about that? Were they?
Have you said that? Is that the only thing you fucking say now?
I think we should probably tell people what we're talking about.
Yeah.
That'd be a good idea.
There was a
video. What campus was that? I didn't even pay attention to that.
I don't know.
But apparently, some of these Occupy Trump people. I don't know what are they calling themselves now?
Dipshits.
Whatever. They decided to protest in a college library, and you know, some things are sacred.
Don't mess
and
with
so the you know the this kid wasn't a librarian, but a bunch of, you know, the protesters are chanting their idiot chants in the middle of a library, and they were interrupted by this Asian dude. And he was basically like, "Hey, hey, this is library." God love him.
It would have been better off
probably, he's probably studying really hard so that he can be their boss one day.
Yeah, probably.
And like make them work for minimum wage. And,
wait, who gets to be the boss of the unemployed?
Well, yeah, but you know, they might have a job, minimum wage, shitty benefits someday.
Yeah, and he's not going to be the boss of that shit.
No. But, you know, come on. You don't.
But no, he's one of those people that is one of those like, no, I'm at college. Like, I never, it's one of those, like, I never got those people, but I saw those people all the time. It's one of those, like, I'm at college. I'm here to A, get a degree. And while I'm here getting a degree, I'm paying a very large amount of money to be here. Why? Yes, there are drinking parties and social gatherings and things like that. But those are all secondary shit, because guess what? If I flunk out this semester, it means I just have to take it. Either I don't get my degree or I have to take another fucking semester. No, I'm going to get the hell out of here.
Well, I don't know. You have to wonder, like, are these kids who are protesting, number one, are they actually students?
I bet you they are.
I don't know.
I bet they are.
They like to, the media likes to assume that anybody under like the age of 30 is a student.
Right. Well, and that's a child.
Well, that is true that, yeah, they could be hanging around the forts, if you will. But, I don't know. Just the pure lily white nature of them strikes me as they're probably all Trustafarians. And so they're on their seventh year of their liberal arts BS or BA.
Oh, definitely a BA.
They're definitely a BA. Not a BS. Those actually have homework assignments. They don't pass them anyway, but the teacher will yell at them for being an idiot if they go to this.
The thing that you have to wonder is who decided it was a good idea to go to the library and do this? I'd love to know the thought process behind that.
Same person who thought it was a good idea to do that. I mean, again, the Women's March... People spent, I mean, can you imagine like that woman that got thrown off the plane? That was a Baltimore to Seattle flight. Like these people came from all the fuck over. And, you know, like there was one of the people in my office drove down from Boston. And I mean, the amount of money in gas, you know, gas and tolls, and the amount of money in airfare and all that to get down. No, like, I mean, it's gotta be millions of dollars, plural millions of dollars spent by these people to get to DC. Plus they probably had hotel rooms in the area and all that. The amount of money they spent to do that march.
Oops.
For
Alan's watching porn while we're doing the show.
Brown chicken, brown cow.
Actually, I was watching. Who was porn in a way? I was watching.
We don't want to know, Alan.
I was watching. You know. It was a metal lathe cutting steel
with porn music
in slow motion.
Two porn.
Oh, okay. So kind of a porn.
Yeah.
Metal porn.
You were giving a good tug though, weren't you, Alan?
industrial porn.
Hey, man, I'm glad to know what you're into. That. Thank you for sharing that, Alan. That was really great with you.
Yeah.
Now I know what to get you for your birthday.
A metal lathe.
Yeah, get you a metal lathe.
A milling machine.
Or just a whole bunch of VHS tapes of metal lathes.
VHS tape. No. Alan never moved beyond beta.
Beta. I mean, VHS tapes are the best for porn though, because when you turn it off, it just stays right at the same spot.
Yeah. I never had to explain to the millennials in the office what VHS was. I never had porn on VHS.
No?
No.
Oh, Alan, it is truly the best medium for porn. I won't lie. I mean, VHS is god-awful.
Alan had 8mm. big old reel to reels.
Hieroglyphs.
I had the remember the ones where you put the nickel in and you turn the crank and it flips the little cards.
Nickelodeon.
Those were scandalous.
And her bathing suit comes up above her shins. Oh, Lordy.
I actually remember seeing some of those when I was a kid.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Jesus.
1920s porn.
Yeah.
1920s porn and middle-aged porn.
I'm sure it wasn't porn by the 70s, but hey.
It's like those racy playing cards.
Yeah. They're like, yeah. What's so scandalous about this? They have clothes on. What's the big deal?
I think if you get the ace of spades, I think you see a nipple.
Ooh. Hey.
Yeah, but it's a male nipple. Damn it.
Well, apparently, according to what Brita says, if you look at a Renaissance nude, it was probably a dude.
Oh, usually, yeah. Huh. They didn't have male models, so they didn't have female models, so they took men and put tits on them.
Huh.
So
a lot Kate of the time, Jenner. Not all the time, but a lot of the time, yeah.
So you mean Uncle Bruce?
There's a very famous I think it's a statue in the Sistine Chapel, actually, or painting. I can't remember.
Church
I can,
porn.
But it looks like a dude with like. You know, half a grapefruit, kind of like plastered.
So yeah. Fake tits.
Basically, yeah.
As fake as you could get.
Pretty fake.
The painting had a boob job before boob jobs existed.
yeah. Just so you know, Shannon Tweed, those are fake tits, but there's real tits stretched over them.
Right.
those tits are 120% fake. It is a fake image of a tit painted on a plaster ceiling.
Well, it kind of makes you wonder, because you know there's all these magnificent male statues and paintings, and you see them all over the place, right? And it's like they were fantastic at doing male bodies, but when it came to doing women, it was kind of like it's like they had no interest.
Most of them were queer than $3 bills, Alan. I'm just saying.
Yeah,
I know, but you can kind of tell. I mean, it's
kind of tell.
Yeah.
Did you? How shocked were you when the guy from Judas Priest came out as gay?
He had another thing coming.
Okay, I didn't know that, and I'm surprised.
All right, Brita.
That's just because you're not a Judas Priest fan, Brita.
Jay, what's his name? I'm not a Judas
Rob Priest Halford.
Fan. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Let's just pull up an image here.
Basically, a blonde, Freddie Mercury.
Oh,
I'm finding a lot of stuff of like him now, but like I want to find like him from the '80s and be like, oh yeah,
that was metal like is, I was
metal
I was
is so fuck, surprised when gay is decay.
I was so surprised when I found out that Gomer Pyle was gay.
What?
I know. Well, this was a long time ago. Yeah, I was surprised by that.
Now we know where Golly came from.
Shazam.
Yeah. Shazam.
He was taking it up to Shazam.
Wait a second. He was gay?
Puts a whole new spin on his relationship. Puts a whole new spin on his relationship with Sergeant Carter, doesn't it?
Yes.
Ba-doom-tsh.
What was he doing in the Marine Corps?
Don't ask.
Not
don't
telling.
Don't ask. Don't tell.
Oh,
yeah. You're. Anyway.
Oh, I gotta say, it's okay. So now it's official. Trump has done the first thing that I've been like, oh, come on, with this whole like. Immigration freeze crap. It's one of those, like,
we issue the Obama freeze, but for less time.
That is true. But that's the big thing.
The media conveniently forgets to tell you
that it's Obama, and B, that, yeah, it's just for 90 days.
Right.
Like,
right. I remember the list is not some super secret. These are the countries Donald Trump doesn't do business with. It's exactly fucking from Obama's note from 2011.
Yep. And again, that was the first thing I thought when I first heard the headline that, you know, after it had gone through was, oh man, that's kind of stupid. But you know what? At least it's going to be, you know, at least it'll be a call to action. It'll get people to actually get up and do something about, you know, about our, you know, about our immigration and our vetting of these people that come through, because
I mean, no, it won't. Actually, you know what? The thing about the immigration ban is there is nothing he could have done. You know, you can go, well, it was mishandled or it was blah, blah, blah. But you got to remember that we're in the time where everything Trump does is the worst thing ever.
Yeah,
he could have announced, you know, he announced that he was going to, you know, made a big proclamation that, you know, he was going to maintain the Obama thing about not discriminating against, you know, LGBTQRPS, you know.
EIO.
And I'm sure there was somebody out there going, that motherfucker.
Yep.
Just because it was Trump.
And there was a whole, like, I mean, again, just like the, oh, you know, every person he's going to nominate, we're going up against. And also the same thing is people with printed signs with Gorsuch's name.
Yeah, because nothing says grassroots like pre-printed signs.
Right.
But also
hours after he was.
Yeah. And I've heard some words that there was definitely some running interference that they were trying to say that, you know, the other guy was being flown in, and they were trying to make it sound like Trump had met with him to try to really drum up a lot of, like, misdirection. And so, you know, for a fact that, like, people were waiting as they were. I mean, the pre-planned, like, days in advance protest of the Trump announced when he was going to announce who the Supreme Court nominee was. Cool. We're going to riot.
Of course. Didn't matter who it was.
No.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. It could have been Rachel Maddow, and they would have.
No matter who he picks, they are going to be the worst neo-Nazi in the history of neo-Nazis, so, because that's all they can be.
Right. And so now every one of those senators that passed, because when he had Senate confirmation for his federal judgeship, it was unanimous.
Right.
So now Schumer and every one of those guys has to go, well, you know, we thought he was okay then, but he sucks now.
Right.
Except they won't.
No. By the way,
they don't have to. They're Democrats. Yeah.
Did you see the video of Chuck Schumer when Obama made the announcement about the immigration freeze?
Oh, yeah.
And talked about, like, how awesome it was. Yeah. And then him crying his fucking crocodile tears. Oh,
yeah, he was crying. What a fucking piece of shit.
And, of course, his brilliant cousin, Amy Schumer, chimed in and said, My cousin can't act, said the woman who's an alcoholic and very loose with her affections, who has a successful stand-up career, talking about how she's an alcoholic who's very loose with her affections and occasionally stars in movies portraying alcoholics who are loose with their affections.
Yeah. Hey, you know, you play with your strengths, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. So she's saying, yeah, my cousin can't act. Do you even know what you're talking? Like, do you know what acting is? I don't think you do.
Yeah. That's
acting. It's that small thing that they use to get the golf ball out of the water. Right.
That's that Dunning-Kruger thing where you have to have a certain level of competence in something before you can even realize how bad you are at it.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Daniel Day-Lewis is going, I don't even know how to act.
Oh, man. You know what? Trump did one thing that I thought was really, really good. And it was funny because the press threw a shit fit about it because he didn't, you know, they're like, oh, my God, where's he going? Because he didn't tell them. when he went to go meet the the SEAL in coming back in at Dover Air Force Base. You know, he was like, he just packed up and left. And the media, just for that little time before they announced what was going on, the media threw a shit fit. How dare he go someplace without telling us?
He trolled him again.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then
I still love that photograph of him waving through the window at the press guy taking his picture when he went, fuck it, I'm going out to dinner.
Yeah.
No, I'm not telling you. No, I'm not inviting you to my fucking dinner with my family. I am celebrating that I'm going to be the president. Fuck off. Leave me alone. Yeah, we're done for the night. All right, they're gone. Let's get the fuck out of here.
He's off.
I thought it was, you know, if you are so caught up in Trump's Hitler that you can't recognize that the president of the United States did something decent and good and something that had been lacking for the last 8 years, then
there's the big thing.
Op. And Breida just made a good point. He did it without
I don't make points. I just, you know.
But he did it without
just here.
He did it out without publicity or a photo op or anything.
Mm-hmm. Yep. But you know what I'm saying is the same people that are saying that, like, oh my God, Hillary Clinton shit smells like warm apple pie. She was the greatest candidate ever. She's so great. The only way that she could have lost was through some sort of underhanded nature. Instead of going, no, she was a fucking monster. She was a fucking lousy candidate in every way, every shape and form. You know, and you need to step back and look at that. I mean, that's, you know, to be fair, what at least the people that vote Republican, I can't say the Republican Party, because the Republican Party was very comfortable to either have it be Jeb Bush or Marco Rubio so we could lose again. But the American people went, no, fuck it. Let's go for the fucking freak.
Let's let the chimpanzee have the AK-47.
Exactly. Yeah, let's rock out with our cock out here. Like,
dicks out for Harambe.
Obviously going with the straight-laced, you know, straight-laced, offend nobody fucking milk toast motherfucker is a good way to lose elections.
Yeah. Mitt Romney, who, by the way, in 2012 was a Nazi.
Yep.
Oh yeah.
Well, no, not you know. As soon as he won, same thing with John McCain.
Yep.
John McCain, like the one guy that is like that is right beside them, going, "Yeah, he's Hitler." he was this super ultra conservative, you know, super ultra conservative Nazi then too. It's just the Democrat Party, they're anarchists. They care about free speech when their free speech is tearing down the system, and
they
when
care about their
and when, free and when and when and when and when and when the speech is the system that's going on, they don't want them to talk.
Well, I found out today that Hillary Clinton will be publishing a book of her memoirs.
I wonder what kind of advance she's going to get on that.
Well, it's going to be talking about why she lost.
Does she know yet?
I don't think she knows.
Well, all right,
she'll make something up, I'm sure.
Let's not say she, because it's going to be it's some male ghostwriter who's doing it.
Right.
Because Hillary Clinton doesn't even fucking know how to use a computer.
No. It's the right pronoun. It's Z.
Her last book, Stronger Together with Tim Kaine, really, like, they couldn't sell that book.
Well, I mean, it was also the same idea with, like, the I think it was Audacity of Hope, which were one of Barack Obama's books. Like, I mean, it sold very, very well, and yet it took some conservative pundit who actually sat down and read the thing to point out the fact that while they were going nuts about the fact that Mitt Romney put his dog on the roof of the car, that Barack Obama openly admits of eating dogs.
He didn't read that book.
Also, and everyone bought it and put it on their bookshelf and then walked the fuck away.
Right. But he didn't write it.
No, of course not.
Oh, no. Bill Ayers wrote it.
Yeah.
But nobody actually read it. That's the same thing with Hillary. I think a bunch of people are going to tithe by buying the Hillary Clinton book.
I bet I bet nobody buys it because she's, what are they, why would they buy it?
Right.
She's not, she's nothing. They're not going to curry favor. No,
to be fair, it's not going to be many people who buy it, but I think the people, well,
it won't be a bestseller.
I guess you're right. No, it won't. It can't be a bestseller.
I don't think the publishing company will even get their money back on it. No. On whatever they pay her.
No, I mean, unless there's like a Battlefield Earth sort of thing that goes on where all the guilty white liberals all pool together and buy a copy for, you know, each one of their summer homes.
Yeah, but why would they do that? She's not running for anything and never will again.
To put it up on the bookshelf, to know that they are a true believer, that they are pure. It's a purity test.
Yeah, I don't know. I think she's done. She's, you know, I mean, they're not, you know, you got to look at what's going on in the DNC right now. They're imploding. They're interviewing. Basically, they put the call out for the next chairman of the DNC cannot be a white person.
Hmm. Well, they have the white person who is volunteering to be the head of the DNC saying that her job is going to tell people. White people to
shut up and sit down.
Yep.
Yeah, but so she doesn't qualify then. Right. No.
Mm-hmm. No. Because she's white.
Again, just the same thing with Will Wheaton. Yeah, I don't care how much you stand up for our cause. Eventually, no. We've declared you evil already.
You know what's really interesting is that for the longest time I thought there was going to be a split in the Republican Party. But it's really starting to look like there's going to be a split in the Democrat Party.
Which way do you think it's going to split?
I don't think it's going to split, Brita.
You think they're all just going to come over to the Republican side?
No, but I mean, I think at some point in time there's going to need to be like a revolution within it to turn something around. But right now there's no split. I mean, they're absolutely acting in lockstep. They're absolutely all rearranging the deck chairs of the Titanic.
Well, I think the split is everybody in the Midwest that said, fuck this, I'm voting for Trump.
Yeah.
Well, not just the Midwest, though. Pennsylvania.
Right.
Pennsylvania, huge loss.
Well, I don't know. I consider Pennsylvania the Midwest.
Well, it kind of is.
Because I mean, if you look at who voted, the Democrats lost the unions, the public sector. Oh, yeah. I mean, not the
they didn't lose them; they abandoned them. They took them for granted for so long.
Yeah, but the private sector union workers, they're cheering for Trump now. You know,
because they're going to have jobs.
Right.
The Democrats took them for granted for so long; they just threw them under the bus.
Yeah.
I mean, that's definitely one of those big things is you talk about like, oh yeah, no, we're huge union people and all that, except for all you do is push, you know, extended welfare and higher taxes. And
well, they're a huge government union party.
Yeah.
I don't think they're talk about the, you know, International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, or the Teamsters, or something like that. I don't think they even matter.
Well, those are historically Democrat,
right? But I don't think they mattered this time.
No, they didn't. They didn't this time. It's just one of those like, how long does it take for you to wake up?
Yeah.
You know, it's just same idea again with the, you know, if you are, you know, heterosexual and white. Why on earth would you be anywhere near these people? And then on top of that, like, if you're black, why would you be near the people that are essentially telling you to riot and burn stuff? You know, the exact people that tell you to be the type of person that police officers want to pull over and search. Telling you don't get off welfare, don't get jobs, don't better your society, don't
free stuff.
Don't stand up to the drug dealers.
Free stuff.
Exactly.
Obama phones.
Oh yeah.
Obama's gonna pay my mortgage.
Somebody needs to go find that woman and find out what happened to her.
Oh, yeah. I guarantee that's a heroin overdose right there. I guarantee she got a fentanyl hot shot. There's no doubt in my mind. As a matter of fact, like somebody find me evidence. I will give you $100 for real. Find me evidence she's alive right now. I will give you $100.
Okay. Hang on.
Brita's going to go to work.
Oh, Jesus.
I have that in like on audio for posterity.
Brita will find her. You might have just lost $100. Weird.
I know Brita will spend it on 556.
Oh, let's see. 6 years. Oh, well, this is 6 years. So this is 2014. Oh, man. Oh, okay. No, I found her name. So hang on. She was alive as of 2014.
Yeah, that's still not.
last record is 2014.
Yeah, she might be dead.
No, no, wait, no. 2014 is the most recent. Damn it.
Schrodinger's.
I will keep working on this.
Schrodinger's hobo.
Brita's not giving
we'll
up.
Work for $100.
Yeah. Puts a.
I'm glad I didn't say $1,000.
Yeah, you better say
it. If only every research question paid that well.
Oh, wait.
Oh, fuck.
Is this the same woman? Wait. 6 years later, Peggy Joseph. Oh, no, different Peggy Joseph. Okay, you're safe. There's a Peggy Joseph on Facebook who is in the Louisiana House of Representatives. Different Peggy Joseph, though.
Yeah, I don't think that's the right one.
Well, who knows? It could have gone on to a life of
could be
fame and
yeah.
But anyway, I'll keep looking. I'll report back next week.
Right. And find out if Hillary Clinton's still alive too.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, she's hiking now.
Is she
with her dog?
With those for those photo ops. We just happened to be in the woods with a photographer.
It's kind of like all of John Kerry's videos of him in Vietnam.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, speaking of John Kerry, why the fuck was he at the Women's March?
Well,
does anybody have any clue?
Jay, let me answer your question with another question. Why would you place him at the Men's March?
No, but there certainly weren't any women for him to gigolo with there.
Maybe he was trolling. Maybe he was looking for dates or something.
He certainly didn't have to wear a pussy hat.
Yeah. Ooh. Good one. Drink. Well played, I think that's a take a shot on that one.
Well played, Brita.
That was good. Ba-dum-tsh.
Oh, John Kerry. I'm so glad his career is
I got to tell you the one downside to Trump, the Trump presidency. Pence is no Joe Biden.
I know. He's so straight.
Are all crestfallen.
He is.
However, female staffers are 300% less groped.
Yeah, but man, we're not going to get one funny thing out of Pence. Not ever.
See, Alan, I got to go forward and say that, like, it was never funny with Biden.
It was. Come on. He was hilarious.
It was, but it's more of one of those. What? Why the fuck do I even know this guy's name?
Well, yeah.
Like, why is he not just the drunk at the end of the bar?
Well, he was.
Yeah, but I'm just saying that's really Joe Biden. Like, that's Joe Biden's resume. Joe Biden's resume is, I am Central Casting's call for drunk at the end of the bar.
Yeah. He's like a thin Norm.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah. Okay, Norm was a character from a TV show sitcom called Cheers. Sorry, this is my explain to a millennial phase. Oh.
Based on the Bull and Finch Bar on Boston Common.
I have to old-splain on a regular basis.
It featured that lesbian chick, Ted Danson.
I don't think any millennials listen to this show.
I just get so used to it. Whenever I make an old reference, I have to explain where it comes from.
And also starred that dude from Pixar.
That's so cute, Jay. You think you make old references.
Yes. Al was talking about watching Bloomer Skin.
Oh, man. Oh, God.
My favorite thing about Mike Pence.
What?
Is that he has a pet rabbit.
Yes, he does.
His pet bunny has an Instagram account. You can look at his pet bunny.
They doesn't he have a great name, too? Like, one of his pets has got a really fucking baller name.
Yes.
And that never came out during the campaign.
The bunny's name is Marlon Bundo.
Yes.
Yes.
I love it. He's really cute.
He's got a dad joke for it. That's awesome. Yeah.
See, that's...
He actually, the bunny has a hashtag on Instagram, and it's they call him BOTUS. Bunny.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh, not man. So now here's the question is, is Marlon Bundo, did Marlon Bundo used to be like really, really svelte and handsome and is now just really fat and unattractive, but still a good actor?
No, he's really cute right now. He's still cute.
Okay.
So it's
apparently
young.
Mike Pence they have a bunch of pets. They have Marlon Bundo and two cats moved to Washington with Mike Pence. But there's also a pet snake. I don't know the snake's name, but Joe Biden, the snake lives in wherever Mike Pence's son lives. He lives with Mike Pence's son, somewhere in the South. Wherever he is, so yeah.
And none
and there's a dog. Apparently, they really like pets. The Pences.
And none of this came out during the campaign.
That did come out with the post the election because they talked about him flying in with all of his menagerie.
Well, yeah, but too late.
Bundo.
Hence the reason why I knew that the rabbit had a baller name.
Really super like cute.
You like say a bunny too late, bus. Like that was unintentional. That's so cute.
I'm trying to find the Pence rabbit on Instagram now.
Marlon Bundo. It's just Marlon? Under the Or you can search hashtag BOTUS.
BOTUS.
Bunny of the United States.
Yes. Awesome. So what we need is a TOTUS.
Turtle of the United States?
Tortoise.
Tortoise.
Or tortoise.
Well, we've had a WOTUS.
A what?
Wookie.
Oh, Jay.
Drink. You got a drink for that one, but make it a sad drink. Make it like an Irish wake sort of drink. Oh, Jay.
Oh, I found him.
There he is. Is he cute?
He's only got 1,752 followers.
I know. That's so weird to me. I'm like, it's the first bunny of the United States.
Yeah.
But that's because he's a fucking Nazi bunny.
That's true.
Yeah, maybe.
He is a Nazi rabbit. Damn Nazis.
I hope people don't troll the rabbit. That's just mean.
It is a cute rabbit.
For rabbits. You
know, for something that's not a predator.
For a food animal. He's very cute.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's delicious also.
Now I want to know about their cats.
I think there's Pickles and Oreo are the cats.
Oh, okay.
I know way too much about this.
Yeah. You're like an expert on presidential animals.
Yeah. Trump picked a dog. There's a dog. And I can't remember the dog. Oh, wait. No. He gave the dog an awesome name. Like... Patton. He named his dog Patton.
Did he get the dog before or after he was president?
No, he got it to be the White House dog.
Oh, why do they have to have a White House dog? Why can't there be a White House cat?
There was. Clinton's had Sox. A
cat. Oh, yeah, see, that Sox was cool.
Well, they kind of had a cat who they didn't care about and let go live with the...
Oh, yeah, that's right. It went to live with some secretary. Aide or something. Yeah, the secretary that probably is the one that took care of it anyway.
Yeah. Poor Sox.
Well, that's because, again, checkbox.
But I wonder if
our focus group said a pet would make us look good. Cool, let's get a pet.
Yeah,
I think I told that story of my daughter loving Elmo, which she's totally kind of fallen out of love with, which I'm not necessarily hurt with. Though recently she's gotten into the Wiggles. What the fuck?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Jesus Christ. I mean, okay.
There is something in the fucking water down there, ain't there?
No, there's not, because Paul, like, there is plenty of, like, no, there's all sorts of talent. These people, there's no reason why these people are on my daughter's tablet. All right. They're not good singers. They have no stage personalities, and they can't fucking carry a tune in a bucket, and they play their own instruments, and they play them like shit. They play their instruments like old people. Fuck. And yet these guys were like some sort of smash hit.
And I guess don't have any taste.
Overall, it's actually, what's really hilarious is I found just on Spotify some fucking British chick singing nursery rhymes, and she could not carry a fucking tune in a bucket. And I went, oh man, she is not very good. And my daughter latched onto that and was like, hey daddy, I want to hear the not very good one.
Oh no.
A golden doodle.
Who has a golden doodle?
Well, apparently Patton's a golden doodle.
I don't think they've officially adopted him yet.
Yeah.
Patton, the golden doodle.
Keep the receipt. Yeah.
Get a cat.
Designer breeds. No, don't get it. Just if you're going to get a mixed breed, get a fucking mutt. Go to the fucking shelter, pay 12 goddamn bucks for it, get its shots done.
That's what
get
they
its balls
do.
Cut off. Yeah, it's going to live a long time.
Yeah.
It's not going to look like any other, it's not going to look like anything else you've got, and you paid 12 bucks for it.
Not like the Obamas and their weird ass dogs that they got.
Oh, they got that from the Kennedys.
Hey, Alan, before we go,
could
you tell your joke?
Which joke?
You know, about the guy who got married.
Oh.
Because I thought this was really funny.
No, we can't.
I don't know if I can remember that one.
I've forgotten my pants.
Oh my gosh. Well, okay. So there was, it was three guys and they each got married.
No, it was, Yeah.
Yeah. Three guys that got married. And the first one, oh God, damn it, I can't remember.
Cats drink.
Give me a second. I'm going to see if I can find it.
Is that Ronan?
Yes, it's Ronan.
Hi, Ronan.
He's getting his supper. Which will take two bites out of. They get canned food. And it's called, what is the brand? Chicken Soup for the Cat Lover Soul or something. Jesus, it's really good.
That sounds highfalutin.
Okay, I found it.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Go on with your joke. Working on it.
How much effort is this? It's a joke.
So, there's three guys and they got married. The first man married a woman from Italy. And he told her that she was to do the dishes and the house cleaning. And it took a couple of days, but on the third day, he came home to see a clean house, the dishes washed and put away. The second man married a woman from Poland. He gave his wife orders that she was to do the cleaning, the dishes, and the cooking. The first day, he didn't see any results, but the next day, he saw it was much better. By the third day, he saw his house was clean, the dishes were done, and there was a huge dinner on the table. The third man married a girl from Ireland. He ordered her to keep the house clean, the dishes washed, the lawn mowed, the laundry washed, and hot meals on the table for every meal. He said the first day, he didn't see anything. The second day, he didn't see anything. But by the third day, some of the swelling had gone down, and he could see a little bit out of his left eye. And his arm was healed enough that he could fix himself a sandwich and load the dishwasher. He still has some difficulty when he pees.
That's a good joke.
I like the tag with difficulty peeing.
Well,
I've heard it before, but you made me laugh with still difficulty peeing.
It's funny.
It's funny.
Don't mess with the Irish women.
That's right. And that is
good
still a dad joke.
God, what is that?
What?
Giant bunny snail.
What the hell is that thing?
It's a snail?
Wait,
Jesus. How,
giant snail?
Where
on Facebook.
Where, oh.
It's.
Let me go there.
Good God.
Let's see.
I'm going to have to put a link to this on the show thing. Good
yes.
Lord.
That's a.
You think when Myra
Alan,
dreams,
since
she
there
dreams
a shellfish,
of something like
can
that?
Can you eat snails?
I don't think so.
Oh, probably.
Man, Myra would love that.
It would take her a long time to eat that thing.
She'd try, though.
What?
Might eat her.
Where's the snail? I'm not seeing it.
It's on Brita's Facebook.
Oh.
You should put that in the show group, in the scroll report group.
It looks like it has a facial expression.
It does. It looks it looks like a pet. My God. Yes, we're on an audio podcast talking about a picture of a snail.
It's a giant snail, like gigantic.
Can someone put a link in chat? I can't find it. I don't know how to Facebook.
Hang on.
It's like as big as your head. It's huge.
It is. It's like the size of a kitten. I just don't understand. Like, what sort of snail is this?
Eaten snail.
Well, thankfully, you have a marine biologist here. So if you put it in chat, I will look at it. And
yes,
I'll
look
you.
At it. I just, I don't, it's
Where'd
huge.
You put it? Where'd you put it?
The squirped.
Facebook. Oh, okay.
You should have gotten a notification. Don't worry.
I got okay, I found the little button. Oh.
Is that even real?
I don't think it is.
Yes.
No, I'm pretty sure those are real.
Jay.
I mean, it's a big whelk.
I meant her nails. Come on.
But those are real nails.
He's
not talking about her nails.
Talking about the snails. It is like Frankie.
I do know it'd probably be delicious. Most of those whelks are pretty good.
Is that one of those like giant snails from that place where they have the giant snails?
Alan snorted, drank.
What? No, don't they? Where do those giant banana slugs come from?
That's the Pacific Northwest.
Oh.
Santa Cruz, that's right.
Man.
Yeah, I don't know.
The only reason I know that is from Pulp Fiction.
I don't think it's real. And I'll tell you right now, I think it's Photoshop because I see pixels.
Oh, jeez.
I love that.
You're one of the only people to see that awful movie.
What?
Pixels?
Oh, no, I didn't see Pixels. Why would I fucking see that? I read the reviews.
I
own guns. You try to drag me to that movie, I'll shoot you.
I think it is real. Because it comes from an exotic snails group.
At giant African land snail.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Yep.
That's somebody's pet.
It is that big for real.
Wow.
It's like a snail kitten.
Snail kitten.
That's how big it is. It has like little facial expressions.
It kind of does. It's just
oh my
scary
God.
As hell.
It's real.
I found a video of a woman that is a video of one.
I'm not watching videos. I have to sleep tonight.
Oh, man.
Yikes. Anyway, on that note,
yeah, we're over.
Thank God. Well, it's a big. It's weird how dry it looks. Like that's the thing that got me is it's not like super glisteny and shiny.
Doesn't look like it's covered
moist.
In snot.
It's not moist.
Yeah, it's just. It's yeah. It's. I mean, it's got to be covered in snot because it wouldn't be able to walk otherwise. But man, it's that is a big snail.
They are that big.
It is kind of cute. Like especially now, you know. On there, it's all like snuggly and like happily sitting on her hand.
Isn't it like secreting digestive juices on in absorbing her the meat of her hand?
No. They've got a radula, so they essentially they put their mouth up against something and then just drag their little spiky tongues over it to rip off. They essentially chew outside their body and just suck up the mastication.
Yeah, like her hand.
No.
No. Video of it eating cucumbers.
Maybe I should order one of those for Myra. That would be interesting. Man,
that would be an awesome video.
Oh, no, fuck it. Just, like, just drop it. Drop it in the box with her and just videotape like, it. Game on. And, like, get, like, a whole bunch of Puerto Rican people to bet on it.
Oh, man.
Why did I have to make it racist?
Well, all right. So we started off rocky, but we ended good. So.
Yeah. Ended me on making a Puerto Rican cockfighting joke.
Yeah, because, you know.
But it's true. If you don't want me making that joke, stop doing that.
I think we ought to bring back Don Rickles.
He's still around. I'm going to bed.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, Rita.
All right. Yeah. On that note, we're done. Off, Alan.
Bye.